My buddy, Brother Goodwin here, Prophecy in the Spotlight. Doc is in the studio. I'm going to read a verse for you. We're going to continue this week the exciting topic that we did last week. We got a lot of comments, a lot of feedback from last week's show. And we went a long ways, but we hadn't hit everything we wanted to hit. We're talking about the 2030 agenda, what I call global tyranny. And it's coming. You can't stop it because it's prophecy. God has already looked to the future, wrote it down in this book right here. It's coming, and it's coming fast. Let me read a couple verses, and then we'll bring Doc in. Revelation chapter 17, starting in verse 4, says this, "And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration." In today's program, we're going to look at this and many other things. You're going to want to stay tuned. So here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the show. I hope you watched last week's. If you didn't, you can find it at YouTube. Just go to Prophecy Spotlight, click on the YouTube channel right there on the front of the page. Can't miss it. Look for show number 185. And this is 186 we're doing today. So 185 was part one of this. You're going to want to see that. We don't have time to review all that. So, Doc, the 2030 agenda is steamrolling
it
towards
is.
Us here. And
the locomotive is going down the tracks.
Yeah, and you can't stop that that thing going down the tracks.
No, it's not going to stop.
It's headed towards its destination. All the globalists are pointing towards 2030 being the end of this thing.
They've set it for a goal.
They've got 17 goals. This thing was passed. The 2030 agenda is a United Nations globalist thing that they voted on. They didn't ask your opinion, by the way, and you and I didn't get to vote on this. Neither did Congress or the Senate or a president. It was voted on by the United Nations.
Nobody in the world other than them.
Yeah. And if I was president, I'd throw that thing. I'd turn that into a museum.
Yeah, but you need to understand the presidents are for it anyway, so it don't matter.
Yeah. And, they think that thing's doing good for the world. It's not doing good. They're against Israel, for goodness sakes. And
yes.
They're anti-God.
We've seen in Gaza recently what side the UN's on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this 2030 agenda is, let me read the definition again before we get started, Doc. Here's the textbook definition from the UN. What is the 2030 agenda? Here it is. The Agenda 2030 is a commitment by the United Nations to eradicate poverty and achieve sustainable development by the year 2030 worldwide, ensuring that no one is left behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that almost reminds me of the rapture. No one's left behind the rapture. But
you hear a lot of those kind of phraseologies, and you wonder, why haven't they already done it if they think they can do it?
Yeah, and that's some of the questions we asked in the program is, who's behind this? How are they going to enforce this?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the 17 goals is they're going to eliminate poverty.
Yeah.
Well, they're just going to snap their fingers?
I guess, that's a part of the Great Reset, taking your money and sharing it with somebody else.
And who determines what poverty is?
Yeah.
They might think some people that are homeschooling, living out in the woods somewhere in a cabin, they might think that's extreme poverty. Government's got to step in and
take their children.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, Dan, really, I was thinking about this after you said a couple of weeks ago this is what we were going to be talking about. And I got to thinking about it. And honestly, this is the first time in about 4,000 years that the plan that Satan had at Babel with Nimrod can never be accomplished from that day on. After the confusion of the languages,
yeah.
Satan's plan has been all along to have this very thing. But this is the first time in nearly 4,000 years that it's capable of being done.
Yeah. And here it is. And they've set the date for it.
They've set the date for it. Yeah. And folks, you need to understand, God's not the one that set that date. God's got a date set. It's obvious. But to me, knowing that prophecy is simply history of the future already recorded, and so God knew what man would do at what given time and what would be the results and ramifications of it, and so we ought not be surprised when we see all the roads of prophecy that we covered just a few weeks ago are converging at this point in time and coinciding with their dates.
Yeah.
I just can't help but see it.
So let's put one of your books up before we go any further, Doc.
The DVDs, yeah.
Those are DVDs.
Those are all DVDs. I got three of them on that subject.
And let's have you tell the folks what these are about, because these deal with this subject of globalism, right?
Yes. Well, first of all, you're looking at artificial intelligence and the role that it's going to play in the Antichrist kingdom. And if you look around, you cannot help but realize artificial intelligence is already... It's the hot button topic of the leaders of the world. And it is going to be, no doubt, the mechanism through technology that aids the Antichrist to do what the Bible said he's going to be able to do, literally rule the world in that sense.
That, and I think she's got a couple others she'll scroll on as we go here. They get those at our website, right? Prophecy in the Spotlight.
Yeah, and then go to my bookstore from there.
And click on Doc's bookstore.
Now, this one is misunderstanding the Antichrist King. I discovered that there's a great misunderstanding. Everybody thinks that the Antichrist is going to build the Antichrist kingdom. They misunderstand that you're already living in the Antichrist kingdom.
Yeah.
And we need to realize you're living in that kingdom, and all it's going to take is the rapture, and there'll be some final pieces fall in place, and Antichrist can step on the scene to receive his crown. And then I've got another DVD that has to do with the seasons, because there are certain seasons in which prophecy operates, and she can maybe find that in a few minutes. But all of them have something to do with the Antichrist kingdom and what we're dealing with here.
Okay, and all of them will be on the website there. And would be very helpful. Now, let's talk about that one there, the misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. I think most people think when Antichrist comes on the scene and he builds this global empire, but you're right, that empire has to already be here.
Because chapter 6, the first two verses, the white horse rider, he doesn't ride on the scene and conquer and get it all done. He's given a crown. To me, that's a picture of given the authority to take over what's already in place for mm-hmm. him.
Yeah.
But there's so many of the things that, I don't know, is the 2030 is that the beginning of the tribulation, or is that the middle point of the tribulation? I don't think it's the end of the tribulation by any means.
Yeah. And I've thought a lot about this, and you and I have discussed this a little bit. I look at the end of the tribulation, that's Christ coming on the white horse to put an end to that kingdom.
To put an end to
that kingdom.
That's
not the beginning of that kingdom. They don't just start the world empire and then Christ comes and topples it.
No. And I'm not sure 2030, because when you look at all the aspects of their program, and then you look at what Bible prophecy has to say about some of the things that they're going to be doing, it looks more like 2030 would be closer to the middle of the tribulation, because of the takeover of the financial system to be able to govern everything in the aspects of people's lives.
Right, and I agree. And when I look at it, and I look at the 2030 agenda and the global system that's all mm-hmm. upon it, it's definitely not the end.
No.
And I don't think it's the rapture. I think it's the middle of the tribulation.
It seems to be.
And if that's true, and this is an if, we're not saying that we know.
And we certainly aren't setting a date,
but
folks,
if it is the middle of the tribulation, that gets your wheels turning.
And it ought to give. The Bible says when you study prophecy, it ought to cause us to purify ourselves, and we ought to get serious about our Christianity.
Yeah. And, you know, the closer you get to the end, the more it all focuses
and
in.
More light comes. on the scene, more things come into play, and more pieces start, and you start saying, oh, I see. It's kind of like working a jigsaw puzzle. You got 1,000 pieces out there, and then we get down to the last 10.
Now, you're touching on my next book that's a secret, so be careful there.
Well, you haven't told me your secret, that's okay.
No, they're not secrets in it, but my book title and all that and the cover, you're hitting on it right there.
But it's this is where we're at. But we need to see it not just only from the human side point or the elites of the world's viewpoint. What they're really doing is, and in the notes that I've shared with you that I kind of put together, I might be getting ahead of myself, but here's the thing. There cannot be a single entity, a human entity, that's organizing this. Well, it's Klaus Schwab. Wait a minute. You have the same concept of thinking in local people in charge in your local county.
Yeah.
You've got it all over the world, this same mindset.
It's the spirit of Antichrist.
It is a spirit of Antichrist.
Yeah. And which goes to Satan.
That's it. And that's who's behind this,
Doc,
Satanist.
I'm going to skim a few of these, and then we're going to look at your scriptures and some of your stuff that you gave me here. Of course, we already talked about they're going to end world poverty. They're going to snap their fingers, it's going to be over.
Well, they're going to do that by removing the greater majority of population so it won't take as much to feed them.
That's right. Exactly right. That's
the hidden
secret behind this.
That's what they're trying and wanting to do.
Yeah. They're going to end hunger. No more hunger. Achieve food security and improve nutrition.
Well, that comes out of the plastic machines, that's going to make food up.
They're going to ensure healthy lives.
We need insects.
And we've seen how good they are at making people healthy. We've already been down that road.
Yep.
That doesn't end too well. And by the way, who determines what's healthy and what we have to have? They got to give us shots, I guess, to make us healthy. And we just got to roll up our sleeve.
Well,
it's the law, right?
But then, in socialism, it's what this formulation is coming to. They'll determine a man my age, probably if I had a serious disease, which thankfully I don't think I have, but if I did, they'd say, well, you're not worth society anyway, so we don't have to mess with you.
Goal number 5, achieve gender equality, empower all women and girls. Doc, there's got to be a military behind this. There has to be a force behind this to enforce it.
To enforce it. And right now, we're losing our country. We're not the only one. Folks, you need to understand, all of Western civilized nations are now being completely overrun by illegal immigrants, and the greater majority of those are military-age men. I'm here to tell you, the stage is being set to do what you're talking
about. Listen to this. Goal number 11, this is great. Make cities and human settlements safe.
Yeah,
if they can, why don't they do it now?
Yeah,
and how are they going to do that? Probably because they're going to put us in camps.
Well, either that or right now they're working through taxation and other forms of urbanizing people. They're taking as many people as they can, putting them into concentrated bigger cities, all for one purpose: to control your life.
Now, concerning Revelation 17 that we read at the beginning of the show, you had a statement. Go ahead and share that.
Yeah, I don't remember what the statement was.
The first one there about prophecy. Oh,
well, prophecy is simply, and I believe, it's simply the history already written of the future.
Yeah.
And so you're not changing this. And if God's penman under the Holy Spirit has already told us what's going to happen, then when we look around and see these things that we're talking about happening, as a believer, I ought not get bent out of shape over it.
I like what you said here right after that. You said, we can have a clear understanding of the future because the Bible gives us its history already.
That's right.
That's good.
And I don't think as a believer we ought to be all bent out of shape about these things. You're not going to change it anyway. You're just not going to change it. And the Bible has already said this is what's going to happen. God's not making it happen. He's already said it's what's going to happen.
And then you said this. The agenda of this world order, this world system, by an elite group of people who are satanic-minded, has been the goal of Satan since Babel and Nimrod.
Oh, yes,
day.
It has been. Since the day of the confusion of the languages, the one world order that was already in existence at that time crumbled, and Satan has been working since that day to this. But this is the first time now through technology that all of language barriers, all of cultural barriers can all be overrun through technology. And for the first time since Babel, the world stage is set so that it can once again have a full one world order.
You went on, you said this, it is not a coincidence that at this time in history, right now, where the day we're living in, we're seeing the things on a global scale like we see. Time for Satan's rulership is drawing towards its end.
Yes.
And, of course, that'll be at the end of the tribulation.
I think he's realizing where this is. He knows better than we do. And he's pulling out all stops.
Yeah.
All they need is to get rid of us. And God's going to provide
God's
that for
gonna provide
He's
going to
provide what they want real soon.
Now, it's also possible that we get locked up and arrested. I mean, that could happen before the rapture.
It's possible.
Some of that could happen.
And if you read your Old Testament and you read the chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews, you realize down through the ages, a lot of believers faced a lot of persecution.
I like this statement. I'll just read half of it here. When you get a look at a view of what's going on, and you get the global view, you realize what a marvelous book this Bible is.
Oh, it is a marvelous book.
Because you realize God told us it would be like this.
Oh, it is a marvelous book.
We may not know the ins and outs and details, but we are not left in the dark concerning what will happen.
Nope.
Isn't that what Amos says? God will not do anything except he tell his prophets or
right.
something. He's
given us all we need, and we don't need some supposed prophet of our day getting anything outside of what God has already given us in the written word.
Yeah.
And it's all there.
And you remember a couple weeks ago, we did a very important show on the roads of prophecy.
Yes.
We got a lot of interest in that, too. The different prophecies all lining up, all falling into place, and once they're all there, I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
And I think it's just about
ready. As you made the statement a while ago, Schwab says you'll own nothing and be happy. Basically, that's what your illegal immigrants are right now. They own nothing. They're really happy because everything they think they want and need is given to them.
Yeah.
That's the process.
Yeah. So let's go a little further here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. Who opposeth, and this is the Antichrist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you wrote the headline here, the 2030 agenda is the Antichrist kingdom. And it will be overseen and operated by the technologies with artificial intelligence.
I'm convinced of it.
And which is a new phenomenon that's really took off fast. I mean, even Elon Musk has said he's scared of it and said that in 3 years it will be godlike. I heard him say it.
Oh, yeah.
Godlike. Here's a verse, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Now, this is the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
Or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, that's Matthew 24, right? That's the middle of the tribulation.
That's right. And here's the thing, is as I say in there, this spawns a delusion that the world is going to fall for.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't see that the world is already primed for delusion, look at the people clamoring for climate change.
Yeah.
Well, climate's always changing, but anyway, it's something that because of evolution that has been accepted by the greater majority of the world, they will be willing to have self-sacrifice to save the planet.
Mm.
I mean, it's all playing into the hand. Because here's the bottom line, Dan. The devil, from the day God created Adam, he began the process of trying to keep God from having anybody to have fellowship with.
Yeah.
So he corrupted it with Adam forfeiting it in sin. And the devil is now working through transgenderism and then through transhumanism. The devil is doing everything he can through this program we're talking about. The end result is to have a non-humanity for God.
Yeah.
It's all the devil's hatred of God.
Yeah. And when you change, try to change your gender and do all this, you know, put tattoos all over your body, what you're doing is you're taking the vessel of God.
That's right.
God created us in his image. Yes. What you're doing is just saying, I don't want to be like God.
Yep. But that delusion in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11, it says, for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion. They'll believe a lie for the truth. And I'm telling you, if you can't see that, that can
happen.
And
it's already happening.
It's happening.
I mean, people believing in the climate change thing.
Oh, yeah.
I heard the creator of the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
He don't own it anymore. They had him on CNN, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean,
he knows it's a hoax.
He was yelling at them people. He says, that's not true. I started it. Let me tell you the truth about this.
Oh, and it's a mess. So.
And they had to hurry up and get him off of there.
But you're right. Back to one of the facets we talked about earlier, financial system. There has to be a global type of financial system.
If you're going to control people, you got to control the money.
Got to control the money. If you control their money, you control their health, and you control their food. You got it.
Yeah.
And that's why we just now give all the nations are all giving the World Health Organization to call whatever they want to call and tell you whatever you got to do.
Now, we barely got to it in last week's show, but I think we need to touch on it. What is it that's going to be the final thing that pushes us into this? It's going to be some sort of a cataclysmic event.
It'll be some kind of event.
And we've had one of them 3 years ago, remember?
And it will be some kind of a man-made event.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be another one of those pandemic things or if it's going to be a World War III. Or is it going to be an atomic situation? Or is it going to just be an all-out financial bust?
Can they put it on a ballot and let us choose? They'd cheat on that too, wouldn't they? They'd already have that pick before you voted. It's always, and you know, remember the old famous statement that Pelosi or somebody said, never let a good crisis go to waste. But now they're creating the crisis.
They're creating all the crises.
I don't think it was always that way, but now...
If you think, folks, if you think this millions of people that are coming over our border is because of climate change or just a spontaneous thing, man, I'd like to sell you an island in the middle ocean. We have a Homeland Security man who's on the board of directors of an NGO down on the Panama Canal. All of these people meet at the Panama Canal. They come from Africa. They come from anywhere in the world except China. China has their own train. They all meet down here, and all these NGOs are lined up. They take all of these people. They give them documentation. They give them help. They tell them how to go through the system. We have a man in charge of our borders that's down here, a part of the organization, putting the pipeline together so he can have the open borders up here, and we can't even have a Congress of the backbone to put a stop to it.
Yep. Yep.
But that's the plan of how you destroy a nation. To bring all the nations into a one world. And we had a woman running for president not long ago, and she'd wrote a book about it takes a village.
Yeah.
And that's the mentality.
One of your points here is what you're talking about. There will be no national borders.
No national borders.
As we understand it now. There must be a global community.
And this is how they... And we already don't have a border.
Yeah.
They already want to call us from Mexico to Canada. They want it to be one of the sections
of
the world.
We talked about the financial system already. Here's another one. There must be depopulation.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Gates has gone public with that. Bill Gates believes the world can handle half a billion, 500 million people. That means 7.5 billion people have to go, according to him.
And they don't care. I'd like to ask him, are you willing to walk into the chamber and be the number one?
Yeah, let's put you on the top of the list.
If you really believe this, you set the example. Just step on in here and vaporize and get the next one.
Hollywood people that want us to ride bicycles, they're riding around in jets. Let's let them get a bicycle first. Ain't going to happen.
It won't. There's so many things about it, Dan. I mean, you bring people like we are now into our borders and all the nations, and you're giving them what you... These are people that are governable. You don't have anybody to kick back.
A population that is dependent on the system. That's what they want. That's what welfare is all about.
That's what welfare was all about. And that's what the bombardment of all of the Western cultures, nations is with all these immigrants. It's all to break their financial system and their culture.
Yeah, centralized form of religion, yep. which won't be our kind of religion. They're going to bring the three world's religions together. Yes. It's happening already.
Oh, it's happening already. And even some who call themselves Christians, but the Bible is very clear in the book of Jude that they really aren't Christians. They're trying to take the things of God and secularize them.
Transhumanism, I think we touched on that already.
Yes.
That's part of this. And you hit on the last thing you said here, the purpose and the spirit controlling this agenda. It's demonically, spiritually led.
It is. Well, John even said in his little letters, the spirit of Antichrist is already at work. I mean, he's already there. And so today, that spirit of Antichrist has to be what is governing and guiding millions, if not hundreds of thousands, of leaders in the world to have the same thought process. How can that be?
Yeah.
Well, it's a spiritual thought process.
Yeah. Yeah. Folks, you're not going to stop this. This is a freight train on purpose. The time is now. We're in the last days. We're in the final moments of the church age. I guarantee you we are. Now, does that mean he's coming tonight or next week or next? I don't know. But I know it's soon.
Yes.
And soon and very soon. You better get ready. Make sure you're saved. Make sure you know Jesus as your Savior.
Amen.
Make sure your family is saved. And prepare for some bad times, because we might have a couple of bad years coming before the rapture. Prepare. Just be wise. Be wise about that. Just like a hurricane. You prepare when a hurricane comes. You ought to be preparing for this. I know I am. I hope that you're doing the same. Listen, thank you to all of our partners out there who financially support us, keep us on the air. Call the 800 number and give what you can to keep us going. Keep the checks coming. We sure appreciate every one of you. Doc, you got some last words for us?
As I said earlier, the devil's been working on this since he lost Babel.
Yeah.
And this is the first time in almost 4,000 years that everything in every aspect can be accomplished.
Yeah.
And it's happening. And so, as you said, just take advantage of what time we have left. Number one, make sure you're saved. Number two, do everything you can to get your family safe. And number three, just don't get bent out of shape over it. Realize it's okay. God's still going to be on the throne when it's over.
Yeah, everything. I like the little song we sing in Bible college. Everything's all right in my Father's house.
Yes.
May not be too good down here, but everything's fine up there. And everything's going according to plan. I mean, God's not surprised by any of this. He told us this was
coming. And when
coming.
He ends the 2030 plan, wherever it ends, it's going to be a millennial reign. And then after that, it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And I get to rule and reign.
All right. Well, if you got any questions, if we can help you in any way, contact us. We'd love to talk to you. All right. God bless. And remember, keep your eyes on them skies.